Committee Chair, Director Peterson.
Here.
Director Darcy.
Here.
Director Gonzalez.
Here.
We have a forum.
Thank you. Any public comment? There being no public comment, move for approval of the minutes of the Finance Administration Operations Committee meeting and executive session. Minutes held on August 15th of 2012. Do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. At this time, due to some time commitments of the Director Gonzalez's schedule, I'd like to request a motion to go in executive session to discuss litigation and purchase of real property. If that's possible at this time.
And if we would just add collective bargaining matters
and collective bargaining matters. Okay, do I hear a motion to go in executive session?
So moved.
Second? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We are now in executive session. Okay. Number five, Executive Director, do you have any additional items for discussion?
No, nothing.
It's okay. Item number six, Finance. We have five items under Finance. Mike, do you want to walk us through item number one?
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, good morning, Directors. Finance has five items on the committee agenda this afternoon. Items 1 to 3 on the agenda are updates or amendments to existing resolutions which provide authorization for total personnel to approve payments and conduct banking activities. Item 1 on the agenda amends a previous board resolution by adding the position of Deputy Chief of Finance to those authorized to conduct customary and usual banking activities with the Bank of America. Item 2 on the agenda amends a resolution also by adding the Deputy Chief of Finance to conduct customary and usual banking activities with respect to the accounts established also at Bank of America for remittances to the IAG group, which is the interagency group of toll roads across the country for which the tollway has reciprocity agreements with. Many of the authorizations to approve payments require multiple parties to approve the payments and other parties to initiate or confirm the authorization to disperse or transfer funds from the tollway's accounts. Adding the Deputy Chief of Finance to those authorized to conduct banking activities will provide us additional assurance that the tollway can conduct business when positions become vacant or our parties are on vacation or extended leave. This really came to our attention. Our controller, Leslie Savickas, is retiring at the end of this month. And while we anticipate filling that position, we want to make sure that in the event of somebody being on leave or vacation, that we have the necessary parties in place to be able to approve those day-to-day kind of customary and usual banking activities, as well as to approve payments. Item 3 on the agenda is similar. It has the Deputy Chief of Finance, but also the Fiscal Operations Manager to the positions that are authorized to approve vouchers, warrants, checks, or orders on the Treasurer for disbursement of tollway funds. The tollway does process most of its payments through the State Controller, but those payments require the signature of a tollway official on those payment schedules before it goes to the controller's office. So Finance recommends approval of these items to be placed on the board's consent agenda.
Yeah, go ahead and take items 4 and 5 too.
Okay. Item 4 is funding for the Workers' Compensation Reserve Fund. Since 1988, the tollway has fulfilled its requirement to maintain workers' compensation insurance through a self-funded or self-insured program. The tollway's trust indenture requires that funding for this program be reviewed annually with the purpose of providing an actuarial sound claim reserve fund. Pinnacle Actuarial Resources has completed the review of the most recently completed claim year, which ended April 30th of 2012. as well as review of all prior years. Their study recommends that the funding for all open claims April 30th, 2012, they recommend the amount for all open years, plus they make a recommendation for the upcoming claim year, which began, actually the current claim year, which began May 1, 2012 and runs through April 30th of 2013. Based on their review, it's recommended that funding for all open claims, which occurred prior to April 30th, be reduced by the amount of $2,878,000. In other words, the trend of the experience was favorable for the completed claim years. And they're recommending funding for the new claim year in a total amount of $7.4 million. This funding is accommodated within the current fiscal year budget. The actuarial study shows that the number of claims per year has been decreasing slightly, and that over the last 7 to 10 years, the average claim cost has trended upward slightly. Recent experience, however, has been favorable relative to the actuarial projections. Its projections they did at the start of last year for this current claim year and for prior claim years was slightly more conservative than our actual experience. That's allowed us then to make a reduction, recommended reduction of $2,878,000 for the prior claim years. Any questions?
Is this a pattern you see, basically a reduction due to some of the training we've done or life safety techniques we've used?
Yeah, I mean, we have a process that the staff, the workers' compensation, the claims administrator, our external administrator, legal counsel, in a more aggressive role in recent years in terms of reviewing medical claims and making sure that the services are truly related to the specific injury or disability time claim. We also have a network of providers that within the workers' compensation program that provide discounts for those medical services. I think those efforts, as well as an effort to try to expedite the resolution of the claims, has helped control the costs.
Good. And the budget will reflect, I see it's April 30th, because I'm sort of in the middle of the budget year when that takes place. I mean, you mentioned you're going to reflect that. It'll be reflected this year and we'll have a
right
year going forward.
That's correct. And this $7.4 million recommendation for the upcoming claim year, or the current claim year that started May 1, is actually the high end of the actuary's range. They estimated between $6.7 million and $7.4 million for the cost. We just are recommending planning for the high end of the
range. Sure, yeah. That makes sense. Any questions? Okay, item 5.
Fifth item is an amendment to an update to the pool of co-managing underwriters that was approved last month. If you recall, last month we had an item to approve senior managing underwriters and co-managing underwriters. There was a pool of 17 co-managing underwriters that was established. Our procurement department did receive a call after the meeting inquiring about one of the firms. They then undertook a complete review of the scoring, the transcribing of the scoring, and determined that one firm, due to a clerical error, did score in the top 18 that was not included in that pool. Our recommendation is to add that firm to the existing pool of qualified co-managers. That's George K. Baum. The original RFP, or the RFP did call, if you recall from last month, the RFP did call for 18 co-managing firms to be established in the pool. We did make offers to 18 firms at that time. One of the firms rejected the pricing, so we ended up with a pool of 17. The addition of this firm would bring the total number in the pool back up to the 18 that was originally anticipated in the RFP.
Were the clerical errors that were made during the entry of the scoring data only on this specific firm, or were there other errors too?
Director, this is the only change that resulted, or this is the only issue that resulted in the change. We looked at the whole file and all the bidders.
So everything is?
Yes.
Correct. Okay.
That's correct.
Was it transcribing of the scores for the evaluation?
To the summary.
Summary scoring sheet.
That's correct.
Okay. Any questions?
Just real quick, on the first three with authorized signatures on the account, when I see the controller and the chief accountant, and I would assume that there is no internal control weakness in terms of segregation of function versus who's paying the bill plus who's reconciling the bank accounts.
In fact, the reason that we have the number of signatories, or number of, not signatories, the number of parties authorized to conduct banking activities is because we want to ensure that that a party that requests, for example, on the procurement side, a party that requests a payment is different from the party that approves the payment, which is different from the party that signs the check. And sometimes we have, in any check that's over $250, if we pay it locally, it has to be signed by two parties. So it's possible that four or five different parties under our procedures would be required to be involved in the process before the payments.
Thank you.
So dual signature for anything over 250, is that right?
Yeah.
And then the current list of authorized signatories, is everybody bonded? Or was it that we're bonded through the treasurer's office? Okay.
And it is a self-insured kind of bonding program on the treasurer's office.
Okay. All right, if there's no objection, I'd like to take items under Finance 1, 2, and 3 together for approval for the board's consent agenda. Do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Item number 3, approval. Item number 3, a motion to be made and moved for approval for the consent agenda. Do we hear a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to the full board. I'm sorry, that was item 4. Did I say item?
You said item 3.
That was for item 4, resolution approving funding of workers' comp insurance claim.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Item number 5. Do we hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Full board.
Thank you.
Thank you. Procurement. Items 1 and 2.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good afternoon, directors. The first item is a request to utilize a CMS master contract to purchase rock salt. As we all know, rock salt is used for snow and ice removal operations by the tollway's roadway maintenance staff. Award is recommended to 4 vendors: Cargill Salt Division, North American Salt Company, Hutchinson Salt Company, and Morton Salt, in a total amount not to exceed $2,596,923.60. The second item is an award of a CMS contract for the tollway to purchase luminaires and components on an as-needed basis. These parts are necessary to maintain the tollway's roadway lighting infrastructure to enhance nighttime visibility to the motoring public. The award is recommended to the lowest and responsive bidder, Evergreen Supply Company, a BEP firm, in an amount not to exceed $260,000. Any questions?
The salt, would you have less this year because we were able to save last year and protect the domes that we had over
the summer? That's correct, because last year was so mild, as we all know. We didn't use that much salt. In fact, our domes are probably at their capacity right now. So just, to put things in perspective, usually we use anywhere from 75 to 80,000 tons of rock salt per season. Last year we only used, I think, a little bit less than 36,000 tons. Like I said, This dollar amount reflects 120% of our request. By the contract, we must purchase a minimum of 80%, and the vendor, you know, has to sell us up to 120%. So the amount today that you guys, that we're seeking approval on, would be 120% of our request. We're looking for like almost 36,000 tons for this season, but the 120% would be 43,000 tons. So if this is a really bad winter, that would be the most that we can buy off that contract.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you. Sure. Any questions regarding items 1 and 2? Any objection to taking them both together? Okay. Do I have approval for, under procurement, items 1 and 2 for the consent agenda? Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to the full board. Thank you, John. Engineering. Items 1 through... How many items we have here? 20?
22 items today.
Oh, 19 today.
Yeah.
Okay.
And one item last week, last month, 19 this month.
Easter famine.
Yes. I have one construction contract, and the remaining contracts are all professional service contract awards, and I'm asking that these, or recommending that these be placed on the consent agenda. The first item, as I mentioned, is a construction contract award. It's for the extension of a noise wall at Plainfield Road near the Hinsdale Oasis on the Tri-State Tollway. This is a very small contract that we decided to put out independently and, you know, let the market bid on it. We're recommending contract award to Herlihy Mid-Continent Company. The dollar value is $295,500.50. There was a DBE shortfall on this. It was evaluated by the Chief of Diversity and Strategic Planning, and the contractor was able to prove that he demonstrated a good faith effort in assembly of this bid, and the waiver has been granted for it.
Okay.
Can we move on to item
two? Yeah, keep going. Yeah,
sure. Item two represents the last item on Professional Service Bulletin 11-4. It's a professional service contract. It's for construction management services associated with bridge reconstruction and widening of the CMMW Railroad Bridge. It's on the Jane Adams Memorial Tollway. As I mentioned, I advertised further service on PSB 11-4. We had hoped to get this work underway this year. It did get pushed into next year. We are bringing this consultant on now at this time. The bridge work included under this contract, as I mentioned, was moved from 12 to 13. Award is recommended to Structure Designs. They're a DBE firm, and the dollar value is $1,968,053.60. Item number three.
Yeah, just keep going.
Professional service contract for construction management and quality assurance services. It's a system-wide contract. It was advertised. It was the only item on PSB 12-1. It represents our effort to conduct an independent review and evaluation of our construction practices and products to see what works and to make sure that we got what we paid for. It seems this is the appropriate time to have this type of a contract. We're in the middle between two large capital programs. We've done a lot of work under the CRP. We're about to start delivering a bunch of work under the Move Illinois program. We wanted somebody to come in who wasn't directly involved as a designer or a construction manager on all that previous work to give us an evaluation and of the work that was performed, and then also, you know, if they can point out some industry best practices or improvements that have been made recently, we'd like to incorporate them into our current system and processes. Award is recommended to Hill International in an amount not to exceed $1 million. All the remaining items that I have on engineering's agenda are all professional service contract awards that were recently advertised as part of Professional Services Bulletin 12-3, and I wanted to cover a couple of the stats related to 12-3 right now. We published this on May 31st. Statements of interest were due June 21st. We had 28 items included on this PSB. 548 statements of interest were received. from 135 different firms. 40 of the statements were disqualified, representing submittals from 15 different firms. The primary reasons, well, actually, there were only two reasons. One reason was missing Board of Election certificate. 11 firms, 28 statements of interest. But we know now that with the new omnibus bill that's passed, that this no longer will be a requirement to have with the submittal. So this is going to help people out, and hopefully will eliminate this disqualification, because we know all these firms do have that Board of Election certificate. It's on file, and we'll just be able to go and check to see that it's on file, and they'll be good. 12 of them were submitted after the deadline. So it boiled down to 508 statements of interest from 114 different firms. And as I presented to the board last month, we wanted to implement the new process for reviewing these, a tiered process for reviewing all these statements of interest to make sure that we were doing our due diligence. We had, I believe, some excellent results, and the people involved in the process did a great job. Of the 28 items that we had, all of them, all firms committed to meeting or exceeding our DBE goal. We did have 5 joint ventures, which we like to see because that helps us spread around the work more. One of the joint ventures was comprised of 3 DBE firms, which we thought was interesting. Counting all the JV firms, these 28 items are going to produce prime opportunities for 36 different and unique firms. 140 firms are involved as sub-consultants in this work. So the total number of firms that are getting involved in our tollway work off of this one bulletin is 168 different firms. And 20 new sub-consultants are involved in these selections. We had 8 mentor-protege relationships or partnerships that were proposed to us. 10 of the DBE firms that are going to be involved as primes on this bulletin. Of the total estimated fee of about $131 million, 35% overall is going to be obligated to DBE firms. Of the 16 professional service items going to the board this month, 8 of the firms also we haven't selected for quite some time, or since 2009. So we are, you know, getting people back engaged with us and working again and putting people to work.
That's great to hear. Good job.
So item 5 is a professional service contract. It's for construction management services upon request. And this is primarily a task associated with the 294-57 interchange. Award is recommended to Environmental Design International. They are an MWB firm. And the amount of this contract is $1,200,000. Item number 6 is a professional service contract, also for construction management services. It's a system-wide contract. Award is recommended to DB Sterling Consultants. They are a DMBE firm, and the amount of this contract is not to exceed $3 million. Item number 7 is a professional service contract for construction management services system-wide. Award is recommended to DLZ Illinois in an amount not to exceed $3.4 million, or $3,400,000. They are committing to exceed our DBE requirement. Item number 8, these are one of the firms that haven't been involved with us since 2004. This is a professional service contract award for traffic and geometric design services upon request. Award is recommended to Hampton, Lanzini, and Renwick in the amount not to exceed $500,000. A lot of our improvements involve ramps. A lot of the ramps have signals. We need to have this engineering assistance to do all the coordination on the signal timing. And item number 9 is a professional service contract award. This is for design services upon request. Award is recommended to the Upchurch Group in an amount not to exceed $1 million. Upchurch is another example of a firm that hasn't gotten work as a prime from us since 2008. Item number 10 is a professional service contract for design services upon request. It's a system-wide contract also. Award is recommended to Christian Rogan Associates in the amount not to exceed $2 million. Item number 11, another design upon request contract. We're recommending award to Strandon Associates in amount not to exceed $2,500,000. Item number 12 is a professional service contract for design services upon request. Typical tasks included under this contract will be preparation of contract plans and engineering studies for some of the smaller improvements that will be implemented under the Elgin O'Hare Western Access Corridor Program. Award is recommended to EXP US Services in an amount not to exceed $5,500,000. This firm is formerly known as Tangen Associates. So all the preceding items were all upon request type contracts. We did the selections earlier this month. We were able to bring them all to the board very quickly because they all have established upper limits already, so we did not have to negotiate the dollar amounts. It's what we budgeted for in our program. And our idea behind these upon request contracts are we have the tasks already lined up. We plan to get these guys working on producing these design documents and doing a construction management as soon as possible. The next four contracts are all in support of our surveying and land acquisition efforts. These are similar type contracts that we always have, and they are going to help us meet what we feel is the biggest need in the new program, or one of the biggest challenges, obtaining all of our necessary property and right-of-way. They are going to be doing everything from plats and legals to aerial surveys to land acquisition assistance, negotiations, and appraisals. They are going to be involved and engaged on our work on I-90, I-294-57, and Elgin O'Hare Western Access in our maintenance facilities program. So item 13 is a professional service contract for surveying and land acquisition upon request. Award is recommended to American Surveying and Engineering. They are a DMBE firm. And the amount of this contract is not to exceed $3 million. Item number 14, very similar in scope. It's identical in scope. Award is recommended to Robert E. Hamilton Consulting Engineers in an amount not to exceed $3 million. This is also for land acquisition and surveying upon request. Item 15, professional service contract for surveying and land acquisition. Award is recommended to Spaceco in the amount not to exceed $3 million. This is another example of a firm that has not gotten any COLI work as a prime since 2003. And item 16 is the last in that series of land acquisition and surveying upon request contracts. Award is recommended to Engineering Enterprises in the amount not to exceed $3 million. Item 17 is a professional service contract for planning services upon request. This is also a system-wide contract. Award is recommended to Parsons Brinkerhoff in the amount not to exceed $1 million. This contract also includes a mentor-protege arrangement with Atlas Engineering Group. They are a WBE firm. The type of work that is going to happen under this contract is they're going to assist us with some feasibility and concept studies, help us with evaluations that we do for economic benefit of projects. They're going to do whatever. We're going to provide assistance primarily to the planning department, and that's Rocco's Zaccaro's group. Item 18 is a professional service contract to continue implementation of our infrastructure management system. And infrastructure management system is really the Tollways Geographic Information System, or GIS. We're using this system to help us manage and track all the tollways' physical inventory and construction status. Award is recommended to Great Arc Technologies in an amount not to exceed $2 million. Some of the things that are implemented and maintained under this contract are they manage our lane closure management tool, and they also store all of our existing plans. So if you're a consultant working on one of our projects, you can pull up existing plans off of this GIS system. Also, our lane closures, when you're doing a lot of work on a system, we have a lot of lane closures. Since 2005, we've had 80,000 lane closures. So having this tool and having the ability to know when lanes are being taken out of service is critical to us in the implementation of our program. They're also going to help us develop a right-of-way tracking tool so that we can keep track of the 600-plus parcels that we're going to have to be obtaining to implement the Move Illinois program. The last contract is item 19, and this is a professional service contract for underwater inspection and scour analysis on bridges system-wide. This is very, very specialized work. We recognize that there's little to no, there's no opportunity for sub-consulting this work out. It had a 0% goal on it for DBE. That's extremely unusual for us to have a 0% contract. We have 28 bridges on our system where we do have to do these inspections, and they have to occur on a four-year basis. That's a federal requirement and state requirement. They are also going to be performing scour analysis at four of our structures that are deemed scour critical. And award is recommended to Collins Engineering in the amount of $246,249.60. And I was encouraged that at least we got two submittals on this item. Usually we only get one submittal. The last time was 4 years ago, and it was Collins again. And so they had trouble with the Board of Election certificate, but next time, you know, that won't be an issue.
But you think we still got our prices?
Well, the price, it's professional services, right. So we negotiate the price with them after we select them as the most qualified. And this is exactly what it's cost us to do this work.
Okay. Any questions regarding engineering?
That last one, the budget came in very much higher than the award. I just missed up on that. Number 19. Is that just a portion of that? The budget came in $1 million.
Yes, we had established the budget at a much higher dollar value, and I believe the reason for that is I would have to get that for you. I can report back to you on that.
Just curious, because it's a pretty big difference.
I know we only have 28 structures to do, and I know that we, you know, negotiate with the consultant to determine exactly what the level of effort and dollar value is required. So we know we're going to get the work that we need to have done accomplished.
It looks like this account is for more than just a service.
This is an operating account, so it's not a capital project account.
So it's at maintenance and
so there are other
operations
items funded out of it.
So that is that explanation.
Okay. The next session. Any further questions?
I just want to commend our diversity personnel. When I was reviewing this yesterday, the engineering portion of it, there was a nice blend of diversity between the women, black, African Americans, and the Hispanic companies. And it's good to see that it's a blend throughout, you know, the diversity, and not just particular segments. And I just want to commend the diversity personnel that's really taken a look at this, and it's been really reflective on this agenda when I saw it.
Thank you. Yeah, same here. Congratulations on that. Also, the engineering for the diversity on the other side too, with the new sub-consultants and the mentor protege program, and you've got, I think, like 20 new firms that are doing work here that did have done work for years in the tollway. So congratulations on making that effort. It's a concerted effort to look at those and unbundle some of the contracts and to include everyone. So good job on both sides, on the engineering side and on the, you know, the program also, mentor protege and diversity and minority diversity program too.
Our plan is to get everyone to work.
Yeah, good job. All right. I'd like to take items under engineering one, two, and three together for any motion to approve to be placed on the consent agenda. Do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to the full consent agenda. I'd like to take items 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9 together for professional services. Do I hear a motion to approve and be placed on the consent agenda?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to the full board. Item 10, I need to recuse myself from. Do I hear a motion to approve item 10?
So So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The item 10 moves to the full board. Item 11, 12, and 13. Do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Nays? Motion passes, moves to the full board. Thank you. And then we have items 14, 15, 16. We'll take together surveying and land acquisition. Do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes, moves to the full board. Item number 17, 18, and 19 we'll take together. There's no objection to that. Do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes, moves to the full board. Thank you. Legal has several items. Intergovernmental agreement and a settlement workers' comp claim. And then item 3, I think we're going to be decided to move that to subject to further discussion and put on the board agenda.
Yeah, we'll hopefully have the full identification of the parcels for next week.
Okay.
So you do that full board. Item 2, we've discussed an executive, so I'm going to move on that way. And then with respect to number 1, this is just an addendum to an April 2011 intergovernmental agreement dealing with the exit ramp at Balmoral on the Tri-State 294. Village of Rosemont has just asked for permission to come on to the land next to the ramp to be able to do a little maintenance along there that would go to a degree a little more than the tollway would do, some lawn mowing and upkeep. Which the tollway is obviously happy to comply with. So very standard IGA to allow that access.
And this is their new entertainment district there, so they want it to look the same way as the rest of the
district. Tune it up a little, huh?
Sounds like it's been successful there too, I think, I've heard.
Yeah, they've been building.
Okay, any questions regarding the intergovernmental agreement? Hearing none, do I have a motion to approve item 1 under legal?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Any unfinished business? Any items out?
The bonding is provided through Central Management Services. I think you said
the Treasurer's Office, right? Through CMS.
Just on 2.
Yeah, so Director, if you would make a motion on item 2, the workers' comp matter, to move that.
Okay. And based on discussion, item 2, workers' comp claim, do you hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion passes. Any new business? Okay, we've been in executive session already. Any further discussion? Any other items? Okay, do I hear a motion to adjourn? Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Meeting's adjourned. Thank you. Thanks, everyone.